You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
12 minutes past four and... How about that for a drum roll? Hello, Odette. How are you?
Hi, Richard. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
You look all bundled up there, all like...
It's freezing.
Is it freezing?
It is freezing, apart from your office, your studio.
Our studio is...
I'm going to stay here now.
I don't think it's that warm. I really don't. It's time for us to delve into digital transformation on air, and Odette comes in every 2 weeks and shares with us information. She hasn't been in for a while because we had a public holiday, so
yes.
We didn't do a show, but this afternoon you're going to be talking about how to sell your products online. Fill us in, Odette. We wait in anticipation.
Yes, so this is a very broad subject. So today I thought we would just start with a little teeny tiny crumbs of how to start selling with your products, services online. But as we journey along this, road of digital transformation, we can take certain elements and unpack it along the way in far more detail. So before you make your first sale, first, establish your product or service's value proposition. This is also known as the reason why people should buy from you specifically. When considering your value proposition, focus not on just your product and its features, but how it helps people to solve a problem. You should also consider how to differentiate your brand and offering from your competitors. Essentially, how can you shine amidst all the noise that we have online? So take into account the following. What problems or needs your target audience has that your product or service can help solve for them? Are there any specific scenarios that are associated with this problem or need? For example, winter clothing is sold in winter to keep us warm and dry, or for sports outdoors. Look for emotions surrounding the problem or need and how you can address these emotions. This is how you would start pulling in the emotions when you're advertising. And a saying that I really love that resonates with me for online advertising is, pull on the heartstrings to open the purse strings. So that's about sort of accentuating and targeting the emotions, an internal or an external emotion, and using that to pull on it to open the purse strings. That really assists me when I'm planning my online advertising. Your value proposition, including the benefits of your product or service and what sets it apart from the crowd, should immediately be clear in all of your marketing communications. They are what I call, they are known by textbook as unique selling points, but for me, I best know them as what I refer to as our noddy badges. So all of the things that you are best known for, your unique selling points should be filtering through all of your advertising. Again, we will be drilling into this a lot deeper as we walk this road of digital transformation together. Next, you need to design and launch a website or a landing page, so potential customers can learn about your business value and what you provide. If you cannot afford to buy an off-the-shelf, ready-made online shop or a customized website, then think of using GoDaddy, Wix, or MailChimp, all of whom offer functionality for you to create your own website or landing pages. Prepare your website for your customers by creating a landing page that is clear, concise, and easy to navigate. Don't fuss about a massive website. Sometimes a fully optimized landing page is all you need, and it can be an eighth of the price. Also, I have seen online shops who sell extremely well just using social media without having a website at all. For many prospective customers, your site will be their first impression of your business. Think about what people who land there are looking for, which questions they might have, and which calls to action are relevant to them. Spoon feed and hold their hands every step of the customer journey. You want to avoid them bouncing off your page and effectively returning to Google to continue their search. Drip feed them everything they need at all times.
Can I just pause there? Just define drip feed.
Drip feeding is what I would refer to as, in a digital world online, we have virtual assistants. So when we go into a normal bricks and mortar shop, you would have someone meet you at the door, or you should do, and then you have sales assistants, then you have like a cashier assistant, and then you would have a senior salesman or sales lady. So drip feeding them would be making sure that those virtual sales assistants are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing and are positioned in the view, in the prospective customer's view, so that they don't have to go and look for anything.
Okay, so it points them in the right direction, and they don't have to search for it. Okay, cool.
Exactly, because what you don't want are people going back onto Google and then elsewhere.
Okay.
So you should also ensure that your site is completely optimized for mobile use. This is so big, people. Desktop shopping is dying. If not, it's already dead. We see between 85 to 90% of all transactions are going through via mobile handsets. And I know that it was a really big thing in e-commerce news this year that Google is now placing preference over sites that are mobile optimized online rather than those who are desk optimized for desktop. So if your website is not mobile responsive, it will fall further down in organic searches on Google. So if you wanted to invest in your website that's already established, I suggest getting someone good to check that it is mobile responsive and super fast.
The sites you mentioned earlier, Wix, MailChimp, and you mentioned another
and one. Also GoDaddy.
Yeah. They generally come out with tools for that when you're building the website, don't they? Or do you have to...
Yes. You're talking about mobile responsiveness. Yeah. Generally speaking, anything new that is being made will be structured so that it is mobile responsive. But remember, a lot of established businesses will have a website that they've had for the last 16 years, i.e. myself. And, you know, sometimes the business owners are not really up to speed or see the relevance in keeping their online presence as up to date as maybe how their bricks and mortar shop is looking. So it's the older sites that really need to get optimized.
Yeah, and the custom built sites.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. So then once you've launched your site, you can start advertising with search and display ads or paid social media ads, but there are also numerous forms of free advertising you can take advantage of. These include resellers, online and offline, price comparison websites, and let's not forget Facebook, Instagram, Google My Business, or LinkedIn Shopping. LinkedIn now has a shopping page and also a services page. And so if your products are best placed with businesses rather than clients and consumers, then have a look at LinkedIn, because we should also be displaying our products where there is less noise, where they're more likely to be seen. Is what we need to be thinking about, rather avoiding all of these overly saturated environments. Pay attention. Sorry, a good way to generate leads and sales is to get in touch with your personal and professional networks on social media. Some Facebook super users that I know of are using Facebook like it's LinkedIn. It all depends on your personal preference and also on what you are selling. Certain products and services suit certain social media platforms over and above others. So that's what you need to pay special attention to.
What is a Facebook super user?
A Facebook super user would be... super user for me is an expression that I use for someone who is just unbelievably good with that specific tool or platform. So people who are know all the functionality, all the features. They are at an advanced level of advertising on Facebook, either on page or behind the scenes. They would be the type of person I'd refer to as a super user. Okay. And I have read articles that some people are using Facebook in a similar way as they would use LinkedIn because the advertising is quite expensive on LinkedIn.
Okay. So there are places where people can go. I mean, I can go and Google, like, become a Facebook super user or something like that, and there'll be tutorials about that kind of thing.
Yes, you can actually go to the Facebook portal itself.
Yeah.
And they, all of the different social media platforms have so many resources that you can go dig and dive into, which is why, you know, when we're in this boom of everyone designing their own personal course, I am more of the person where I like to get the information from the horse's mouth. Mm. And that's why I go to Google, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, to them for my training that I need.
Okay.
It's also for free, by the way.
And anything for free at the moment, we'll take that.
I know. And it's amazing how much is for free. And also, if we go to those platforms for learning, it is more likely to be up to date than it would be on another platform who maybe doesn't update their courses. So when we're selling online, we also need to pay attention to our target audience. So pay attention to which social media channels your target audience interacts with the most, and make sure your brand is present and active on those platforms. That includes Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, don't forget about them, and Instagram. They are all different beasts attracting completely different target audiences with a different type of spending power.
Mm.
Some other questions to determine who your target audience is could be, do they love certain social networks or online forums? Do they frequent blogs and websites you should advertise on? What do they search for online? Do they follow influencers? What magazines do they read? How old are they? What are their interests? And what salary level are they? That would determine to me which social media platform they are on. Mm. On just intuitively, one would know. Also, check which social media platforms that similar companies are active on and where they aren't. Learn from their success, but also note where their social media presence is lacking and take advantage. Mm. So for me, I follow a very, very small list of competitors, not really closely, but I know who they are. And I also know that they're potentially old school. So maybe they're focusing a lot on Facebook, where I used to focus, but I have found a different social media platform where they are not really on. Mm. And that's where I'm driving really, really hard to drum up a good audience there where they are not.
Mm.
So that gives me the upper hand. And just in closing, another saying that really resonates to me, and I have it strategically placed in my office, is where can your product be seen that is less crowded? That is really big for me. I have it in my face.
Mm.
There are a number of other strategies you can pursue to generate free media coverage and advertising beyond social media. You can sign up for your product to be featured on comparison shopping websites like Google Shopping, which are places where your target audience may be going to find deals on products. Another big one that's in my face in my office. Be present where people are searching. That is so powerful. Be present where people are searching. Everyone is on YouTube right now.
Mm.
Everybody, how many of us are actively advertising on YouTube? Not many of us. If you want your product or service to be featured on popular websites or in magazines in your industry, you could send them free samples or offers for free trials so they can write reviews about your products or your service. Another cool tactic is to participate in online forums about your industry or topics relevant to your target audience. And I see it myself when I follow certain e-commerce forums on Facebook. And I think one has to do it in a very politically correct way. Like, you can see the experts, in inverted commas, who are just diving in there trying to farm leads and almost harass people for the business. Or you could just leave an appropriately worded response to the person's question. And believe me, 80% of us are stalking each other online before we do business with each other. And I guarantee you, if you have a subtle approach in terms of how you're responding to people looking for help within a community forum that you belong to for a specific topic, I promise you they will follow you and they will connect with you. And who knows, business could ensue from there. But it's not a good platform to be harassing people for business. So just in closing, a little summary and perhaps a to-do list is to define your product's value proposition, to create a simple landing page or a website. But even a landing page is just fine, and get going. Research your target audience's social media behavior. Make sure that your landing page or your website is optimized for mobile on steroids. Reach out to popular websites, magazines, and bloggers within your industry and participate in online forums that are relevant to your industry and be subtle in the way that you respond. Use your to-do list to guide your marketing and promotional efforts as you work towards making a successful first sale.
I think that's vital information. The one thing that, and well put together, thank you, Odette. The one thing that was missing, I was listening out for it, was WhatsApp. I didn't hear you mention WhatsApp. Now, I've seen instances where we've actually made use of it, where a fellow has, he's got here in the valley, he's got like a little pop-up shop. When I say pop-up shop, it's a WhatsApp pop-up shop. And he puts his offering onto WhatsApp, and you can hook up with him and order on the WhatsApp, and he delivers to your home. Is WhatsApp part of what we're talking about, or is that a very separate strategy or approach?
No, for sure. I mean, the last time we had our session, we were actually chatting about WhatsApp, and it is definitely, for me, a sales tool and a customer support tool, but this is more focusing on how to get your products online and then using WhatsApp as a tool, a sales and customer support tool from that. But yes, if you were a plumber or a beautician or a hairdresser, yes, we can do a session focusing, as we have slightly introduced with WhatsApp, that would be your only online tool.
All right, and the other thing I wanted to add is this, that in a world of ever-changing, standards.
Yes.
Where things are moving so quickly. I mean, our world that we live in now, 15 years ago, Facebook was not a place to sell something. Mm-hmm. We didn't know about Facebook. Facebook was, you know, I don't know how long's Facebook been around, 15 years, 20 years, I'm not too sure, but there was a time when these platforms weren't available. Now, that's all of right. A sudden, you add LinkedIn. LinkedIn never was a sales platform. It was always a connecting business and find a job kind of platform.
Yes.
And now they've pivoted and they're now doing that. The trick behind all of this is to find people. And looking at radio as a medium and looking at the relevance of radio, we have to continually ask ourselves, radio advertising, what purpose does it serve for our client? And this is the perfect place, in my opinion, for people to point to where their products are. Because it's all good and well having a kick-ass website. If nobody knows where it is, what is the point?
Absolutely.
Then it's going to be by luck in a Google search, and certainly not by design. So where you use radio and you use newspaper advertising and the conventional forms of advertising is to point people in the right direction. It's a signpost. And I think people must consider that as part of their strategy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had this picture that I included. My colleague thought I was going mad when I asked her to find a picture of of Earth or Mars and how Mars fits in with the planetary system. And she's like, what does that have to do with digital media? And I said, visually, because I'm visual, I see my website as this macro gateway, okay? But in so I see my website as kind of Earth or Mars, and then all the different planets around it are the micro websites where I am funneling and trickling traffic through from these various different platforms, or what I refer to as micro platforms, to the main gateway where they will eventually, hopefully, complete their online sale.
Yeah.
And that would be my WhatsApp. That would be my Google Shopping, my Google Ads. That will be my Facebook shop, my Instagram shop, my Google Shopping. Will be the LinkedIn shop. All those different platforms. It would also be my search engine optimization, the how you rank organically, as well as my blog. You know, and you talk about how long does it take for people to find you on Google organically. You know, it takes years.
Yeah.
And again, like we were saying about optimizing for mobile responsiveness, as we have a home that needs a roof repaired and windows washed and, whatever maintained, it's the same thing when we have an online presence. It is constant maintenance, and you need to keep your thumb on it.
Mm.
That's why I suggest if people are starting out, to start out with the WhatsApp.
Mm.
Just get your stuff onto that WhatsApp catalog. If you look at Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, as well as Google My Business, which is a whole separate conversation, and WhatsApp, each one of those platforms is for free. Again, it is for free. All of them almost create a little mini website for you. It offers you, you can put your name, your logo, your office hours, a little bio with a shortcut. We were talking about Linktree.
Mm-hmm.
You then have the functionality to add your own little online shops and then post, post and broadcast about your business. You look at all those different platforms. They are, in essence, a little website in itself within that online platform. And everybody should have one of those set up on the platforms that are relevant to the products that you sell for the audience that is there.
Mm.
That is for free. It's a matter of just setting it up.
Mm. Yeah, no, I get that. But I look at conventional advertising mediums and I think to myself, they need to remain relevant. And the question is, how do they remain relevant? Now, I'll take, for example, the False Pay Business Network.
Yes.
Okay, I'm a member of the False Pay Business Network, and the False Pay Business Network has a very nice website that offers all the services of each of the members.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you're looking for somebody to put up a fence, you can get hold of Leonard Gordon, and he's there. And if you're looking for somebody to an architect, there's Magda. They're all there. They're all these categories there. But in order to point people to them, they are running an ad campaign. And that is how people are picking up on what they're doing. From that point on, those people are then referred to the individual members' websites and social media and that type of thing. So I think that we're looking at these things, setting them up. But if people can't find them, is what I'm saying.
And it's all about the conversation.
Yeah.
Business is about people.
Yeah.
And business is also about a conversation, a never-ending conversation. And we've discussed before what I love about radio advertising, especially with a community radio station, is what we've said before about placing your brand in a person's hand every day. So it's just that subtle mention. And I see it on my own site. Mm. If I add something new today, it will only be in 6 months' time that we will start really seeing some interest in the products, in the experiences that we've added. But I know that in the last 6 months, it's just that subtle drip feeding through the different social media feeds or radio advertising, that the person, it's on their mind.
It'll get them there quicker.
It is on their mind.
It will get them there quicker. That's what
absolutely.
I believe. All right. Odette, thank you very much. Amazing
pleasure.
Stuff. What are you going to talk about next week? In 2 weeks' time?
I'd love to chat about Google My Business. Okay. And I also want to chat about, you know, our hairdressers, our beauticians, our plumbers, our electricians, just getting more organized with what they are doing, getting more digital and snazzy with their phones and little apps that they can use.
I look forward to that. I really do. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you very much for that. That is Odette Butcher, and our series that she shares with us is Digital Transformation Online, and it's important. It really is important. We'll do it again in 2 weeks' time.